Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. We also have a divine service on Wednesdays at 1:30. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Bergamon family, in loving memory of Hilbert Bergamon.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, hear again the words of the great prophet Isaiah that is our lesson for this first Sunday in Advent. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From of old, no one has heard or perceived by the ear. No eye has seen a God besides you, who acts for those who wait for him. You meet him joyfully, who works righteousness. Those who remember you in your ways. Behold, you were angry and we sinned. In our sins, we have been a long time. And shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us, and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. Behold, please look. We are all your people. Wow. Incredible. What an amazing, beautiful, not even to mention prophetic poem that we get to enjoy together this morning. There's not really much, I think, that I could add to that for you, frankly, because, well, Isaiah's just kind of better than I am. But let's together meditate on this a bit this morning in contemplation of the Advent season that we begin today. So, at least from what I can tell, there's sort of three pieces to this poem, to this prophecy. We'll look at them each in turn. So the first piece again. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From of old, no one has heard or perceived by the ear. No eye has seen a God besides you, who acts for those who wait for him. You meet him who joyfully works righteousness, those who remember you in your ways. The picture in this first section of this prophecy is of a mighty, all-powerful, all-consuming God. Try and picture, if you can, just that first line. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. How would that look to see the sky itself split in two, parted like the Red Sea before the feet of the King who created them? Picture, if you can, that sight. Imagine, if you can, a being that could cause such a frightful display of power. But the imagery doesn't just stop there. We see God's might displayed in many ways in this section. that the mountains might quake at your presence. A mountain. The picture that we use most often of the most solid thing in all the world, the strongest and mightiest thing that you could imagine, a mountain that quakes at the presence of the Lord. We get pictures of fire burning, of water boiling. And for what reason? That this God, the maker of all things, would make his adversaries to quake. That he would come down in his might and his power to scare his enemies once and for all, to reveal to them his true power and strength. Because at the present time, apparently they don't recognize it. Isaiah then remembers and recounts mighty deeds done by our Lord in the past. When you did awesome things we did not look for, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. He's recalling here the account of the giving of the Ten Commandments at Sinai, when in fact the Lord did come down and touch a mountain and it smoked. It was covered in clouds and deep darkness, and all that looked upon it trembled in fear at the display of the power of the Almighty One. This is the God that we gather here to worship this morning. Hear now the second section of Isaiah's great prophecy. Behold, you were angry and we sinned. In our sins we have been a long time, and shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. In this passage, Isaiah the prophet considers himself in relationship to this almighty, all-powerful, terrifying God, seeing God's anger at the sinfulness of himself and of humanity. He turns in repentance. Behold, you were angry and we sinned. In our sins we have been a long time, and shall we be saved? This drives even the great prophet to question whether salvation for mankind is possible. Seeing the might and power and righteousness of God on the one hand and the deep, despicable sinfulness of man on the other, he nearly despairs even of the possibility. We all have become like one who is unclean. And all, even of our righteous deeds, have become like a polluted garment. And having reflected then on sin, he reflects on its outcome, the ethereal nature of life itself. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. How's that for a picture of human life? Sin causes the strength to wilt and wither, and then, like the wind blowing a leaf, takes it away. For you have hidden your face from us and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. I'm trying to come up with an image. What would melt in your hand? I'm thinking Play-Doh or clay smashed in an angry fist. That all of us, by our sinfulness, really are crushed under their weight and power. And in contrast again to this almighty, all-powerful God, it drives even the great prophet right to the brink of despair. Here then, though, the third and final section of this prophecy. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. Behold, please look. We are all your people. After what has been up to this point powerful and terrifying, awe-inspiring, we get a great turn. But now, O Lord. And what does the prophet hold up to this God, even knowing God's might and power, and even knowing his own sinfulness? You are our Father. It's as if Isaiah is saying, I know, Lord, your power and might. I know that I have wronged you, but remember, you made me. You love me. And you claimed me as your own. So don't turn away from me in anger. Don't be angry forever. Forgive my sin, because I'm yours. Brothers and sisters, this is precisely the reality that we all gathered here this morning enjoy. We all know and see that we live in the world created by and sustained by an almighty, all-powerful God. Righteous in every way, powerful in ways that are unspeakable. We all see daily, hourly, sometimes by the minute, our own sin, our own iniquity. And we know that those two things can't coexist. But we also know and remember that this God, in fact, did rend the heavens and come down. 2,000 years ago, he was incarnate and born of the Virgin Mary. In humility, he descended among us. He assumed our frail human nature into himself. He saw all around him the sin and iniquity that humanity propagates each and every day. He experienced many times the frailty that is the result of sin in this world, going so far even to experience that firsthand in his own death. Though, of course, that wasn't the end, because that almighty, all-powerful God then was raised from the dead, conquering sin and death, cleansing iniquity forever. And he has since claimed his children, his daughter, the church, in which you now sit this very day. He has sent us out into the world to claim children as his own in the waters of holy baptism. And you indeed have been claimed, so that with Isaiah you can say, but now, O Lord, you are my Father. You are the potter and I am the clay. Make me, shape me, form me. Leave me not to be crushed by my iniquities, but instead craft me into your child. And he has done just that. So brothers and sisters in Christ, in this Advent season, we remember, we anticipate, and we celebrate that in fact the Lord has rended the heavens and come down, accomplishing the salvation of us all. And we expect and we hope and we long that he'll do that again to finally put an end to sin, iniquity, death forever. So glory be to God the Father who formed, created, made the mouth, tongue, and lips of the prophet Isaiah to proclaim this beautiful prophecy to us. Glory be to the Son who became incarnate and was foreseen by the prophet Isaiah. And glory be to the Holy Spirit who inspired him to speak these life-giving words to us. Unto ages of ages. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2183. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.